This week in the Missouri Senate, we'll review another busy week for lawmakers.
Objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate.
Tuesday afternoon was dedicated to Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164, legislation that seeks to establish the Missouri Save Adolescents from Experimentation, or SAFE Act. Senator Jill Carter of Granby sponsors Senate Bill 164.
I live in a rural area of the state and don't see that this is really a prevalent issue. But the more that I started to look into it, I think the more troubled I became.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City pointed out he does not believe this issue to be a priority for our state.
I'm not sure how we're making these medical decisions, but that's what we're here doing today, I guess, is making medical decisions on behalf of doctors, parents, and young adults.
Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164 were laid over for future talks late Tuesday afternoon, and then taken up again on Wednesday before it was returned to the informal calendar.
Recognize the senator from Cass.
The week began with a reconsideration vote on a measure given first round approval the previous week. Senator Rick Bratton of Harrisonville sponsors Senate Bill 131, which would modify provisions relating to firearms tax relief. He says several amendments were added to his proposal.
Everything that we worked on and was added to this bill still remains, minus the grocery, dealing with the grocery tax provision.
During new discussions, Senator Angela Walton Mosley of Florissant offered an amendment.
This amendment will put back in the retail sales food tax. I believe that it's more important to feed people than to kill people.
Senate Bill 131 has been set aside for further consideration.
Goes about it a little bit different way.
I've been carrying this legislation for 5 years.
Foreign ownership of state land continues to weigh on the minds of some lawmakers. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rowden of Columbia says his Senate Joint Resolution 41, upon voter approval, would create the Joint Committee on State Security.
Establishes a joint committee that would allow for that to kind of ebb and flow relative to who our enemies are, who our adversaries are, who we can buy land from, etc.
Lawmakers passed legislation allowing a certain amount of foreign ownership in our state back in 2013. Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis says he has been trying to reverse this for a decade.
My bills strictly limited foreign ownership, and my biggest beef was they took away the accounting of the bill that was passed in 2013, so we don't know how much foreign land is owned.
There are several measures related to this issue in play this session.
In order, the bills before us.
These include Senate Joint Resolution 38, which upon voter approval would change foreign ownership rules in our state. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe is the sponsor. He recently presented this resolution to the Missouri Senate Select Committee on the Protection of Missouri Assets from Foreign Adversaries.
With that said, very few foreign investors have used a law or purchased agricultural land.
Senator Beck says it is possible to see a solution this session.
My theory is it's a finite resource that we have, and I don't think any other country should own that. Actually, I prefer to have Missourians own farmland in Missouri. That's really where I'm at.
Missouri senators are now on their annual mid-session recess. The first regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will resume business on Monday, March 20th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.